Well, good morning, everyone. My name's Brian, and today is Monday, January 9th, 2023, and this is episode 278 of the Lots Project podcast, a daily look inside our journey to live outside the systems of control. And another day with Coffee with Brian, a daily morning chat about what we got going on in our life and everything random that comes out of my head, which should be a very scary thing to tune into first thing on a Monday morning. But today we're going to be talking about YouTube subscribers, consulting going on, the web work that I did all weekend. We had a bunch of horses here and some more interviews on the way, and one we already did. Morning, Josh. How you doing this morning? Says, good morning, Captain 1K. I guess that's in reference to the first topic this morning, but before I get to that, I'm going to talk about the item of the day. Today is the Ozark stainless steel water bottle. Corey and I love these things. We actually use the, I think this is a 24 ounce. I couldn't find a label on it, but it probably because we got all our stickers and stuff. This is kind of where we house a lot of our stickers, but I think these ones are the 24 ounce. And then we also have a bunch of the 1 gallon. I linked in the show description and the video description and the audio notes. I linked to the 24 ounce. We love them. We went to the Ozark brand or the Arctic brand. Both are very similar, but went to those after the Yeti success. And when they came out with their very, 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 very close renditions of the Yeti stuff, and it worked just as good for the a fraction of the price. But love the water bottle. Use them for water bottle. I've never really used it for a warm liquid, but it's double insulated, so I imagine it would stay warm for a little while. We use it for cold, and it seems to stay cold for a long time. And when we were in Minnesota, when you had to worry about things like this, it would actually, you could leave it in your vehicle overnight. And sometimes if it wasn't too cold, it wouldn't freeze solid, which was nice. So decently insulated, but it's not a cooler. So take it for what it is. It's a water bottle. If you want to check them out at the link on Amazon. If you don't need to buy a water bottle, but you're going to be doing some shopping anyway, hit that link and head on over there. That gets you in our tracking for affiliate sales and helps us in a little bit. Not in a little bit, helps us out a little bit. All right, we got oh, Josh says it's not that much of a scary thing first thing in the morning, because it reminds him he's not the only crazy one. Josh says the stainless insulated bottles, the Ozarks, will keep coffee hot for hours. So I don't use it for hot liquids. I'm more of a hit it and quit it on the coffee. I don't necessarily take it out in the woods or anything like that. And then when I did, I used a thermos. But it appears that these work for hot and cold. So firsthand experience on the cold with me, and old the butcher over there says it's good for coffee, so I'd take his word for it. I trust the guys. So anyway, check out the Ozark stainless steel water bottles. Links are in the description. All right, let's move on. Topic number one, Friday afternoon, we hit that magic number. Finally, been talking about it for, oh, I don't know, 3 months now? 3 months? I think we got within striking distance, or what I considered striking distance, like 3 months ago. Ah, sorry. Grabbing some more GSD blend in my Toolman Tim mug this morning. Little tired this morning. I don't know. It was a long weekend, very busy, so a little tired this morning. Chugging down that GSD blend, and lucky for Josh, I'm guessing it's going to be a 2 French press day today. I don't know. Friday was, and it wasn't too bad. But anyway, we hit that 1,000 mark Friday afternoon. I refreshed. I was over working with Josh. He's got very limited signal at the shop where he works. And I went outside for a second, refreshed, and up popped 1,000 subscribers. I was super excited. It was on the nuts. 1,000. Took a screenshot real fast, sent it to Corey. Knew that likely it would go back down. Over the last month, I've been paying a lot of attention to subscriber counts and things like that. Just trying to dial in the YouTube channel, and we were trying to get there to that 1,000. But I was like, it's going to go back down. It fluctuates. It'll go up 2, down 1, up 3, down 4, up 2. But it always seems to land to the positive side for the day. Usually. But I was hesitant. It was right on the number. I didn't really want to announce it. I waited, hour or so. I refreshed again. It was 1,000 again. I was like, all right, well, I'm posting it in my group. That's all I care. My group's like, if you got an A on your test, you wanted to run home and talk to your parents, you know, or your mom or your dad or your sister or your tutor or your older brother, whoever, that's my group. They're kind of like the people I run to celebrate, besides my wife. I mean, Corey got it immediately. Like, I didn't care if it went down because she knew it. That happens. But the next announcement was my group. Sent it over there, said, hey, I know this could go back down, but just wanted to share with you guys because, they all helped. No question about that. They all helped. So share it over there. Wrap up with work, and I was heading over to do a consult after work. It was kind of close to Josh's shop on a hip camp property. Talk about that in a little bit. And man, refresh, get in the truck, refresh. 997, and I'm like, what the fuck? It didn't go down 1, it didn't go down 2, it went down 3, and I'm like, oh my god. So I sent it to Corey. Actually, I think in between there, right before I got in the truck, it was 999, and I was like, 1, didn't think much of it. I was like, man, it went back down, it'll go back up. And then I refreshed when I got in the truck, it was 997, and it was really, really spun me out. Sent that to Corey, and I was like, here we go, blah blah blah, and all this. So yeah, went and did my consult, didn't worry too much about it. Like, it isn't the be all and end all of my thought process. It was pretty heavy on there for quite a while, but I was able to ignore it and power through and go through the consult that I had lined up. And then eventually later in the evening, we popped back over 1,000 and we stayed there. So that was cool. I'm excited about that. We were north of 4,000 watch hours on our channel for the last calendar year, which is the other qualifier for applying for the YouTube partner program. Got that done right away. Why not? They're showing ads on my videos. They might as well toss me crumbs from it. So I, oh man, I can get to Josh's comments here in a second, but so we got that in process and it went pretty quick. I had AdSense, I was pretty much signed up already. All I had to do was hit go. They connected the accounts and now it's in review. So now I wait for my pennies because I have no disillusions of the riches that will come from the YouTube partner program at the viewer level I have. So that's cool though. It's cool. I love it. It's a milestone. So, and I had to hit that on the way to get my next milestone. So got to hit 1,000 before we get to 3,000, which is the goal for 2023. We'll see if we hit it. We're rolling up there on it. We'll kind of keep the chronological order here. I'm not going to skip up to the website work that had to come because of the 1,000 subscribers, but I want to hit Josh's comments here. he said, I was talking about the subscribers going down. He said, I didn't have all my YouTube accounts on my phone. I could only unfollow and refollow with 3. Yeah, I could see that. And then he says he's kidding. He's a dick, but not that big of a dick. Yeah. Yeah, that would be something that he would do, and that would be something that I would actually find funny. Most people probably wouldn't, but I would probably get a chuckle out of that. So anyway, headed over to do a consult on a property for someone for hip camp. It was a connection made through actually the Renegade Butcher through another person through another person. So that was cool. I got to check out one here before we leave Texas and possibly get in on working on that and managing that going forward. But nice piece of property, north of 10 acres by a little bit. And man, it's set up perfect. If you want to go out and find a property that would be a hip camp dream, look for reclaimed forestry land, like pine clear cut and replant. That's, you know, it gets up there into that 20-foot range, and you look at the satellite view and you can tell it's just all lines of that have been clear cut and replanted in perfectly straight lines. Yeah, when you drive in that and it gets cleared out, it is perfect. It's perfect for little campsites, for hammock camping, for clearing, for working in. Yeah, that's what this is. She's done a ton of work. She's done a ton of work clearing. She eventually wants to live out there. So basically, last night or Friday night, I went out and met with her at the property and kind of took a look and got a handle on what she wants to achieve, how she wants to go with things. We got to meet her and walk around and get eyes on things. And I got to shoot her over a proposal to work on probably tonight or tomorrow. Had a ton of stuff going this weekend and kind of fried my brain and didn't get pen on paper. I have it all in my head. I just got to get typed up and sent over to her. But it is all figured out. That's good. But it was a pretty good property. I would like to work with her. She wants to do a lot of the work, so it's not necessarily an all-in client, but definitely some consulting and advising, and possibly some of the technical stuff, the site management, things like that. So that's exciting. And we like the area. So if we get tied to a property down here, other than the old Renegade Butcher, it gives a really good motivator to come back down to this area at least once a year and spend some time. So we're excited about that. And if anybody else is looking to get a consult on their property, whether it's on your main residence or a secondary property, cabin property, hunting property, you want to get set up to make a little side income off it, give me a call. You can go over to the website, thelotsproject.com, and right at the top it says sign up for a free 30-minute consult. That will take you to another page, and there you go. Put your email address in and it'll email you a link to my calendar, and you can pop on and grab a free 30-minute consult, and we can chat about if I can help you out. I don't want to take your money until I know what you want to get accomplished, what you want to do, and if I can get you there. And that's what we're going to use 30 minutes to figure out. And anything. Hip camp, beginner cryptocurrency, homestead questions, project troubleshooting, hold you accountable, push you along in your path, be a motivator, or help you figure out what's going on. So check that out, thelotsproject.com. And that kind of leads me into what I did for the majority of the weekend, was that web work. Redid a bunch of stuff on the website, the main page for sure, since that's where we're going to host our giveaway. I kind of retrofitted the whole front site, the front page of the site, and then really dove into some Mailer Lite and automation and some forms and things like that, and put the contest together with that. I gathered all the people that wanted to donate. That's one thing I didn't mention right off the bat, is if you sent me a message that you wanted to donate things, I think I rounded up everybody. I think I did, but I lost the list. Either it was on a notebook that I was using and it's been put to the side, or it was on a spreadsheet or Word document that got closed and did not save. But I attempted, I looked through every file. I looked through every file on my computer that was relevant and couldn't find the list. And then I looked through a bunch of notebooks, didn't find it. So I don't know where it is. It might have been on a notepad that got thrown away or spilled on or something. But anyway, I looked. I tried to remember. It had been such a long time since I announced it. and random people could have just sent it, and it slipped my mind. So I apologize. If you contacted me and you go to thelotsproject.com and you do not see your name on that list, and you still want to throw in, I know how to edit it a lot easier, a lot quicker now. So if you wanted to still throw in, let me know. I can edit the page or get your name up there for sure. And we'll get you in. We'll get you in the drawing. But yes, I got the people that I knew for sure. I sent them messages and confirmed and got that site up. A little description of each thing giving away. A little email script to collect email addresses for the drawing. And the link there, I did some more work. I put the link up there over to the consulting page and figured out how to run that free 30-minute consult and how to get the calendar invites to people without just putting my public calendar up on a website for spurs to just run crazy on. At least now they have to give me an email and then still go through a bunch of steps. So the more they have to do, the less likely they're going to just put a bot on me. And if they do, they do. It is what it is. But got that all done. Lots of little bit look up this, look up that, how to do this, how to do that. Takes a little longer when you have to teach yourself. And even though I teach myself and then I go long periods without doing it, I need refreshers as I'm working. So John says the ants took the list. He also talks about the property. Says if it's been logged and planted, you can most likely get an ag and timber exemptions on the land tax too. These properties out there, I think there were 10 to 20 acre chunks, and the houses that were going on the ones on the adjoining properties. Whew. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if they're worried about ag exemptions on the tax. So anyway, let's see. What else did we do? What else did we do this weekend? as I was working on the website this weekend, the place we stay at is a hip camp. It's got a ton of campgrounds, but it is also kind of a horse ranch. I don't know if horse ranch is the right term. Anyway, they're open to the public for people to come. They have an arena, a ring. Then they have several trails that are groomed for horseback riding and hiking and things like that. But this weekend, man, the horses were out. I think it was a big group of people that all gathered together. They just happened to show up separately. But Corey and I went and we were taking the drone out, messing around, getting some barefoot life footage and just getting more familiar with the drone, kind of seeing its capabilities, how we want to use it, this and that. And the owner came over and he's like, hey, do you mind doing that way on the other side of the property or holding off? We got a bunch of horses showing up and it bothers them. And I was like, oh, I can see that. He's like, they think it's a big bee or something. And he's like, not all of them, but some of them will start bucking. And he didn't want any injuries, didn't want anybody to get thrown. And I totally agreed. So we were almost done. We wrapped up, but we got to see a ton of horses. I think last count I saw, it was probably 8 or 9 trailers that had rolled in with horses, at least one. And people just going for a ride. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. So they rocked around here for a while. The dogs got to see them. The dogs got to sniff them on their walk because we take them on the same paths. And when they went on their walk, they were kind of interested what these big prints in the ground were and what that smell was, but quickly did not give a shit after that. But got to see horses and What else did we do this weekend? Oh man, got a bunch of film. Got the contest up. Let me see. I did a test stream yesterday. Yeah, Miles Wakeham interview was on Thursday night, and it was a shit show when it was supposed to go off. I was lucky enough to get back here to watch it live, hang out in the chat, which I intend to do every Thursday night if I can. If I can't make it, hopefully it goes off without a hitch. But this last Thursday, the first one, of course, I'm sitting here waiting for it to pop up on YouTube, hopefully like you were, nervously waiting as 6 o'clock approached, and 6 o'clock came and 6 o'clock went and it did not start. I didn't know why. I shuffled over to StreamYard. I was messing around. It looked like it failed to start on StreamYard's end, which it is what it is. I tried to get it started. I couldn't. I literally had to cancel it and reset it up and get it going. And it worked this time. It worked. And I'm glad it did. It was a fantastic interview. If you have not listened to it yet, you got to listen to it. The link is in the video description or in the audio notes. Yeah, lots to chat, lots to talk about with Miles Wakeham. Was a burner for sure. That's another thing I did, was making clips out of that interview this weekend. But anyway, I had it set up and didn't go. So I don't want that to happen again. It wasn't as big a deal with me here, because at least it aired. But all my advertising, all my links that went out were all wrong. Every link that I sent out for YouTube now got changed because I had to cancel it. It wasn't the same link now. So that's a pain in the ass. But hopefully it goes smooth the next time. I wanted to test it out, and I didn't have a pre-recorded stream to kind of throw out there and pre-schedule. So I said, hey, why not? I've been messing around with ChatGPT. We talked about it on the show last week a few times, and I'm kind of digging around. I might have a guest coming on in the near future to talk about it. But anyway, I was like, hey, I could just pop up StreamYard. I could share my screen. I can mess around on ChatGPT real quick. It'll be 5-10 minutes, and then I will just air that and see if it goes off without a hitch. And there it went. It went fine. I hopped on. I showed how to kind of print out a daily meal plan, or how to populate a daily meal plan and then a shopping list for it, so you can stop at the grocery store and pick up what you need. It was pretty straightforward, pretty easy. Obviously, it took under 5 minutes. I don't know, it took under 6 minutes, I think. And just threw it out there and recorded it, scheduled it, watched it. It worked fine. So I think it might have been a random hiccup on StreamYard's end. So I guess I'll be hanging out on Thursday night right around 6, waiting to see if everything goes on for DDA Burrell. DDA Burrell this Thursday night. We're talking crypto. We're talking Bitcoin on a basic level, explaining what it is. And I think it'll be a good interview for both the experienced crypto guy to maybe get a different perspective on it, or the beginner. I think it is a novice enough conversation that everybody could take something from it. So, let me see. Old Josh is busy over here in the comments. The coffee must be kicking in. He said, yeah, you'd be surprised. That could be a big chunk. It must be the tax savings on the ag, on the land. Josh said, doesn't surprise him. Lots of people do big group trail rides out here. National forests sometimes have 40 trucks in the equestrian area. Yeah. Sorry. Man, kind of spaced out there for a second. I gotta make sure there's nothing going on in my noggin. kind of just zoned out on a comment there, and totally kind of forgot what I was doing. So that's not good. Man. Anyway, yeah, worked on the website all weekend, and interviews coming up. Got that test stream up, the ChatGPT keto meal plan for the day and shopping list went well. You can go there, see how to use it. You'll just go to openai.com and sign up, and what's in the coffee there? I don't know what's in this coffee, but I drank it all weekend and didn't feel like this, so I don't know what's going on. But you go to openai.com, sign up for an account. You can use your Google. If you got a Google email, you can just sign in with Google. And then it will bring you up to the main page. You click on ChatGPT. And yeah, that's where I started. That's where I started sharing my screen. And it's pretty forward. And if you do any sort of YouTube search, TikTok, Google, blah, wherever you want to search, DuckDuckGo, whatever. You are going to find plenty of instruction and insight on ChatGPT, how to use it, how to get the most out of it, how to expand your mind to think about it differently. And that's a great thing because it's coming. I just advise, just take a look, get familiar. Even if you don't use it, don't want to try to figure out how to use it, at least know what's out there and what's coming. So that's all I suggest. Guys, I'm going to have to hold off for just 1 second. I will be right back. All right. That's take care. It must be the coffee. Josh was right. There's something in the coffee this morning. I don't know what it is, but anyway, I heard that video and I set it up for like five minutes after I did it, or less than 5 minutes after I did it. And I wanted to stick around and I was watching the stream, and up popped old Chicken Hawk in the comments. And he must have saw that I went live. Thought I was live, so he was asking me to do things in the chat, and I had to tell him, hey, this is pre-recorded, I'm not gonna be able to do that. He wanted me to ask it why it peed, it burned while he peed. And I didn't know if the chat bot was gonna know. It only has information up to 2021, but that might be after the time that old Chicken Hawk caught the drip. Josh is wondering if I swallowed an SD card or something. No, that did not go in the coffee cup. It went in the teacup. That's evening. I do not drink bedtime tea in the morning. So sorry, Josh, your little joke does not work. Let me get my notes back here. So we talked about YouTube 1,000 subscribers and getting that contest up. The contest, yes, I should talk about the contest a little bit. We are going to be doing the giveaway live. It's going to be a Monday night show. Tonight I have a show, a live interview scheduled. Next week is open. I'm working on getting another interview lined up for next week. That would be the 16th of January. If you want to come on, if you know anybody that wants to come on, if you have someone you want me to reach out to interview on that night, that would be awesome. Otherwise, I will, hey, Pippinized, good morning. Yeah, we hit it Friday night or so. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. So if not, I'll do a topical episode for a Monday night, and then the giveaway is going to be on the 23rd. We're going to do a normal live Tuesday or Monday night show. Corey will likely join me. She's shaking her head yes. So as long as the boys cooperate, and so does life, Corey will be jumping on with me to do a live giveaway show. We will kind of stretch it out. We'll talk, we'll bullshit with anybody that shows up. We might do some special things and give some away to live audience members that are making comments. Who knows? I got a couple weeks to think about it, but we are going to be using a random draw wheel. We'll be giving away everything live on the Monday night video on January 23rd, starting at 6 p.m. Central. And we'll go through and we'll just give everything away. Hopefully you can hang out. Hopefully you can join us. If not, you can check the replay. And all you got to do to sign up is go to thelotsproject.com. That's thelotsproject.com, and right there on the main page, scroll down a little bit, it says enter our 1,000 subscriber giveaway in red. Drop your email address in, hit send, and hey, you're in. Prizes can only be shipped to North America. If you are outside North America and you would like to participate, you are able to win and gift your prize to anyone you want in North America. Mike, the Philippine Nomad, who is a frequent flyer in the comments and a great member of our community, actually won coffee from me in one of my first ever giveaways. I think it was on Float. And he's in the Philippines. I said, sorry. Worst luck, man. You won a contest and you don't even get to get the prize. He said, no problem. There's someone in California I would love to send it to. Sent it to another podcaster in California, got the address for me. I shipped it off and he was happy They were happy. I was happy. And that's how we'll roll if you are not able to receive your prize. Some of them might be able to sneak out. I don't know. I think it's just easier to go North America only on all of them and not have to worry about it. But anyway, some of the prizes we got in the drawing, we have a Toolman Tim Patch of the Month Club, giving away a whole year subscription to that Patch of the Month Club. Other than that, we have Chris Dixon of up there in Alberta. He is a blacksmith, and he is donating a handmade fire poker. This thing's like 35 inches long, heavy duty rod iron iron fire poker. Got a nice cool little twist thing in the middle of it. They're cool. I have links to everybody's stuff on the website. You can go and check out his Etsy page or his Instagram page, where he posts lots of stuff. Let's see. I don't want to miss anybody here. I'm going to go right to the website and read it right off of there, just to be safe. Aaron and Nate Lemaster from Two Chicks Homestead. Actually, I shouldn't say Aaron and Nate. The two chicks from Two Chicks Homestead are our cute little friends from Two Chicks Homestead. Part of their homeschool project this last year was to make rabbit foot keychains, and they are donating one with the help of mom and dad. They're sending in a rabbit foot keychain, and we are going to give that away. Let's see. Scrambling Brian Norton is throwing in a $50 store credit to Food Forest Farms or Cannabinoid Natural Foods. That will be a e-gift card for someone in the continental U.S. I think Brian can go to North America. Might be the U.S. depending on what you buy. I'm pretty sure you can ship merch North America, but coffee or things might only be within the U.S. I'll have to check with him after the fact, and you might be able to have to gift that. A couple candles from Thesia Ellis of Grandma's Homestead and Kenzie's Candle Shop on Etsy. All those links are in the description of her thing. A seasoning merch pack from Josh the Renegade Butcher, always here in my chat in the morning, and I appreciate him joining every day. And then the prizes from us, we are giving away a Baby Walter & Company t-shirt from LSD Limited Supply Designs, made us up a Baby Walter & Company t-shirt. We will be giving that away, and the grand prize, the grand pooba of things, will be a Lots Project custom silver round set, number one, numbered, I guess, run number one. Set number seven. Lucky number seven. I'll be giving it away. I saved it. I held it back from that first run of numbered coins. We only had 20 sets. I took some, I sold some, I gave some, and I saved lucky number seven to give away. So that's a 1 ounce and a 1/2 ounce custom cast silver coin set. I sell them for $70 for the set. I think intrinsically, it with the custom art, Ryan from Curio Bullion made these, designed them, cast them, and they're fantastic. They're fantastic. I love them. So going to give away number seven. Can't make them. They'll never be made again. The mold has been broken. There's no more. Besides what I got, what I sold, and what I gave away, you're going to have one of 20 sets, and you're going to get it for just throwing your email address into a contest. Appreciate it. I appreciate it. So let's see. We are coming up on 35 minutes, so I'm going to start wrapping up here today. Tonight, I have Yogi Aaron on the show. Yogi Aaron, lots to talk about with Yogi Aaron. Who is Yogi Aaron? Yogi Aaron is... I have not sought the teachings of Yogi Aaron, but it says he is one of the most sought after teachers of yoga in the world. And he's got a little bit of a different take right now. He did some research, found some things out about stretching and flexibility, and he is coming by to talk about it tonight. So let's get to know Yogi Aaron and what he thinks about stretching and flexibility tonight at 6 Central. Lots to talk about with Yogi Aaron. So check that out. It'll be live tonight at 6 on the YouTube and all other streaming platforms. And The replay will be up on both the video and audio sides shortly after the air tonight. So stop in, ask a question, join us, join the conversation, and talk to Yogi Aaron. Should be a great interview. DDA Borel coming up later this week. Like I said, Thursday night, cryptocurrency, lots to talk about. Thursday night, pre-recorded interview. It's a good one. It's a good one. And everything I've recorded for Thursday night through the end of February is fantastic. So get ready for that. Get ready for that. Be sure you go over and subscribe and turn on notifications. So when those go up, you definitely want to check them out. All right, let's move on. Question of the day today. Question of the day. Usually on Monday, it is what'd you get done over the weekend? But I went away from that. It'll probably be a sub question. I'll probably ask that after the fact. But I want to know if you've signed up for the giveaway yet. Have you head on over to thelotsproject.com through your email address in on the main page and signed up? That's an easy question. I'll probably need a secondary question in my group this morning. But question of the day, have you signed up for the giveaway yet? The 1,000 subscriber giveaway. I don't know, guys. Hey, tomorrow night, last Fireside Freedom, you're going to join us. You're going to hang out. You're going to talk to us. You're going to bust balls on that last night. Hey, I'll be there. I'll be there for sure. I don't know who else is showing up. It's an open invite for sure. Anybody that's participated in the group. Lightning for Liberty, we got a episode we're going to pop up on Wednesday. We got a little giveaway going in the Telegram group, and we got some other announcements. So check out that after party. I don't know this week what's going to go on. Thursday night, I got that replay with Didier Borel. And Friday, nothing on Friday nights but hanging out with my beautiful wife, because Friday nights for fighting, and that's what we like to do. I don't know. I think that was a song at one point, could be wrong. Yeah, 1,000 subscriber giveaway. That's been on my list over here for a long, long time, and it's actually happening now. So be sure to head on over to thelotsproject.com and sign up. Other than that, thelotsproject.com, that's where you can find me. But you can also find me on Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, Gab, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fountain.fm, and all the other podcast 2.0 value for value exchange podcast players. It's Monday morning, guys. Don't have a case of the Mondays. Make it through. Start your day with the Lots Project podcast and hang out with me. Make your day great. Have an awesome day, guys, and we'll catch you tomorrow. I can feel the sun.